Today we begin lesson number 31 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos, and today we begin the 8th perek. We've learned that peros which grow during Shviyos can be eaten, but they're subject to the laws, the rules of Kedushas Shviyos, meaning, for our purposes today, they have to be eaten in the normal way that they are eaten, not in some unusual fashion. They can't be used for an unusual use because of the rule that the peros are given, the peros shviyos are given, are designated la'ochla, to be eaten, to be consumed in a normal fashion. If they're consumed in some unusual fashion, that's considered wasting them. And the Gzeras HaKosuv is, la'ochla, they're given over to be eaten, v'lo lehefsid, and not to be ruined or wasted or destroyed. So the Mishnah says, klal gadol amru b'shviyos, the general rule, comprehensive general rule, given with reference to shviyos, and that is, kol ha'meyuchad l'ma'ach al'odom, anything which is normally designated for human consumption, wheat, figs, grapes, etc. Ein osin meimenu melugmo la'odom. You can't use them for medicinal purposes. They have to be eaten for normal nutritional purposes, not as a medicine, as a salve, for example. Melugma is a salve, S-A-L-V-E. To be put onto a bandage, to apply to a wound, certainly that cannot be done. The Ein Sorech Loma La Behema, and certainly you can't use something which is Meyuchod L'Machal Odom, which is specified specifically for human ingestion, cannot be used as a salve for an animal, as a bandage to help cure an animal. The Mishnah continues, V'chol she'eino meyuchad l'ma'achal adam, something which is not designated for human consumption, like thorn bushes, etc. Osimi menu melugma l'adam, avalola behema. They can be used as a melugma for a human person, as a salve, a bandage for a human consumption, but not for animal consumption, because these thorn bushes or whatever are ma'achol behema. And if they're ma'achol behema, they can't be used as a melugma for a behema, but they can be used for a melugma for an adam, for a person. V'chol she'eino meyuchad lo lema'achol adam v'lo lema'achol behema. Suppose you have something, plants, which are neither animal food nor food for humans. It's wild plants of one sort or another. The Mishnah will give three examples later. Then it depends upon one's intention. Choshav olov, if a person gathered these wild growing plants for the purposes of lemachal odom or lemachal behema, he said, you know, this can be used, this can be added to this salad. Can also be fed to the animals. Then, nosnin olav chumrei adam, you apply to it the stringencies, the chumros of machal adam during shviyos, that they cannot be used as a melugma for medicinal purposes. Nor, and additionally, you apply the stringencies, the chumros of machal behema. An interesting chumra for machal behema is that you can't cook it. Normally, animals are given raw fodder, not cooked fodder. So if you take something which is machal behema and cook it, that's unusual. That's not the usual way. It's not as shadarko. It's not the usual customary way to use this machal behema. Because behemos eat the food raw. So these stringencies apply to these wild growing plants if the machshava, at the time of lakita, the time that you cut these from their bushes, from the woods or from wherever, if your machshava was a machal adam, machal behema, so you apply the chumris of machal adam, machal behema during shviyas. But choshav olav liyetsim, suppose you just said, I'm using this to throw into the fire, to use as fuel, and that was my intention for cutting them off the bush in the first place, then harehu keitzim, then they have the same halacha as fuel wood, and wood chopped for fuel has no kedusha shvius, and therefore can be used for any purpose. What are some examples of plants which are not miyuchod lolamachol behema, which are neither normally harvested for human consumption nor as animal food, and therefore are subject to depend upon what your machshava was when you harvested them? Some examples of these are kagon ha-si'a v'ha-ezov v'ha-kurnis. These are all, ezov we know is hyssop, H-Y-S-S-O-P. And sia and cornice are also wild-growing plants of one sort or another, which under some conditions are used as herbs or to add to a salad or whatever, a soup, as human food. But normally are not. So therefore it depends upon the machshava. So that's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis continues with this this halacha. That is that Peiros Shvius have Kedusha Shvius. Kedusha Shvius means, among other things, La'ochla v'lo lehefsid. They are to be eaten, as we will see. One is to drink them or use them for their proper purpose, as we'll see in a moment some examples, but not for something which is not the derech to use them for. So the Mishnah says, Shvius, meaning Peiros Shvius, are permissible. Nitzna, they are given, they are you're supposed to. Many say it's a mitzvah. La'achila v'lishsiya u'lisicha. They're to be used for eating, for drinking, and l'sicha, for anointing oneself with them with those substances that are normally used for anointing oneself, obviously, like olive oil. There are other halachos here too, by the way. That is, if you have some, say you made a soup, a vegetable soup out of Peiros Shvius, and now this vegetable soup has spoiled, then you are not allowed to eat it, because not only you're not obligated to eat it, you're not allowed to eat it, because that's not the derech. Your derech is not to eat spoiled soup. And similarly, a food which is normally only used through some tikkun, you only eat it if you apply to it ketchup or salt or sugar or whatever, you cannot eat it unless you add these additives to it. The general rule is to always eat the Peiros Shvius according to the derech in which they are normally eaten. And similarly, a substance which is used for sicha, for anointing oneself with it, Mishnah says, "V'lasuch dover shadaka lasuch." Obviously, shemen zayis, olive oil, can be used either to put in the salad or to use to massage yourself with it, because that was then the custom, customary use for shemen zayis. But lo yasuch yayin v'chometz. Even though sometimes people might, for some strange reason, massage themselves, anoint themselves with wine or vinegar, that's certainly not customary, and therefore wine and vinegar, which are Peiros Shvius, cannot be used for sicha. Aval sachu es hashemen, but certainly olive oil can be used for sicha. So this is all with reference to Shvius. Interestingly enough, the same rules apply to truma and to maase sheni. Truma, which only a kohen can use, he also has to use it in the proper way. He can use his truma for achila, shesiyah, sicha. He can't use truma for malugma, for example. He can only eat it, davar shadaka lechol, he can eat. Davar shadaka lasuch, he can use for olive oil for anointing himself. There's one difference between truma and maase sheni versus shvius, because truma and maase sheni cannot be used for hadlokas haner. That is truma tahora, shemen zayis truma tahora, cannot be used as a fuel for a candle. with reference to truma. And similarly, Masa Sheni, Shemen Zayas cannot be used for Hadlok HaSaner. It's a special halacha reference to Truma and Masa Sheni. However, for Shvius, our Mishnah says, Kal Mehen Shvius. Shvius is more lenient than Truma and Masa Sheni. Shed Nitno Hadlok HaSaner. Because Pero Shvius, for example, Shemen Zayas can be used during the Shvius year for Hadlok HaSaner, for illumination, for an olive candle bowl, so to speak. The reason being, because the pasuk says tihiyeh kol tvuasa le'echol, and the Sifra darshins that tihiyeh means for all purposes, not only all usual purposes, not necessarily eating and drinking, but even for hadlok hasaner. As opposed to Truma, Tahora, Ma'aser Sheni, there is no such leniency. So we have finished Mishnah Beis of Perek Ches, and in the process have concluded lesson number 31.